Next on the 5 o'clock report.
Things are replaceable, lives aren't.
This is a horrific, horrific crime.
I believe love is the answer, but I own a handgun just in case.
Your home and your family, that's your safe place.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Bill Price. We're going to start with breaking news from the world of sports. The New England Patriots cutting ties with Antonio Brown. His brief stint with the team now over. The Patriots making that announcement this afternoon. Brown, of course, at the center of sexual assault and sexual misconduct allegations. He signed with the team back on September 9th and played all of one game. Antonio Brown, no longer a New England Patriot. Tensions rising. That is the other big story at 5. President Trump huddling with his military advisors at the White House right now as the administration maps out a strategy on how to deal with Iran.
Going into Iran would be a very easy decision, as I said before. Be very easy, the easiest thing. Most people thought I would go in within 2 seconds, but plenty of time.
The president imposing more sanctions on Iran today for last week's attack on two key oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. Iran has denied any involvement and promises an all-out war if the U.S. stages a military strike. Mr. Trump says that would be a bad move.
The easiest thing I could do, in fact, I could do it while you're here, would say, go ahead, fellas, go do it. And that would be a very bad day for Iran.
Correspondent Cammie McCormick continues reporting from the Pentagon tonight.
U.S. has positioned the USS Nitze off the northeastern coast of Saudi Arabia. It's armed with surface-to-air missiles and could be used to plug a gap in Saudi air defenses. The Pentagon is also presenting the president with options for retaliatory strikes against Iran if there's concrete proof that it carried out the Saudi attacks. They'll also propose sending additional missile batteries to better protect Saudi oil facilities.
Cammie McCormick at the Pentagon. New information today on that complaint by an intelligence community whistleblower. It has to do with a phone call between President Trump and the leader of Ukraine. The Wall Street Journal reporting today that the president asked his counterpart in the Ukraine 8 times to investigate Joe Biden's son. Today, Mr. Trump said he didn't know the identity of the whistleblower, but he considers the person partisan. And the story, ridiculous.
Just another political hack job.
The president says many in his administration have now reviewed the whistleblower's complaint.
Everybody's read it. They laugh at it.
Mr. Trump telling reporters today he had a beautiful call with Ukraine's president.
Totally appropriate conversation. Couldn't have been better. And keep asking questions and build it up as big as possible so you can have a bigger downfall.
The president telling reporters today that none of his calls with foreign leaders are inappropriate. Another one bites the dust. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio calling it quits in the race for the White House.
I feel like I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time, so I'm going to end my presidential campaign.
New Yorkers reacting to the news today.
He was wasting time away from the city.
Hopefully he'll go back to doing what he should be doing, which is running New York.
It's definitely not his time now. I'm not sure if it ever will be.
De Blasio's departure brings to 19 the total number of Democrats left in the race. A gruesome find in a garage in Will County, Illinois. Thousands of preserved fetuses at the home of a late doctor who performed abortions in neighboring Indiana almost 20 years ago.
2,246. I want that to sink in for a moment. 2,246.
Indiana State Attorney General Curtis Hill says the doctor's widow came across the remains while she was cleaning out that garage. Students across the country skipping class today to demand action on climate change. This high schooler taking part in protests in New York City.
We won't sit back any longer. Today's message, because it's intergenerational, is that it's not just youth standing up for their future, but everyone in solidarity standing up for our future.
Climate strikes taking place in major cities all across America today. Still to come this Friday, marriage seminar in Jamestown, unemployment rate in Pennsylvania, and the best places to view the fall colors.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Heading out here on your Friday night, you look just fine, mainly clear. Not as cool as recent nights, but still pleasant. Low temperatures, mainly 50s. Watch for some fog in the valleys overnight. And by and large, the weekend is going to be quite warm and much more humid. We'll have sunshine much of the time, but there could be an afternoon shower tomorrow in western Pennsylvania and perhaps in central New York Sunday afternoon, but it's rain-free the vast majority of the time, with high temperatures around or just over 80 tomorrow and in the 80s in many areas on Sunday.
Okie dokie, Kevin Williams checking the stories making news where you live in New York and PA. Friday, September 20th, today, the day New York schools started banning students who aren't vaccinated. The 14-day grace period ended today. Unvaccinated students being turned away until they get their mandated shots. Back in June, the state eliminated the religious exemption to the childhood vaccine law. The move affects some 26,000 students all across New York. Police in Buffalo say nearly 4.5 pounds of cocaine found in a hotel room where three missing people from Florida were staying, that hotel near the Buffalo airport. Meantime, authorities releasing a surveillance video they say shows a crime in progress. These two stories could be connected. In the video, two people seen walking away from a burning vehicle holding the hand of that three-year-old boy found on a Buffalo porch earlier this week.
Clearly that little boy was inside of that vehicle, and there's two human beings that burned in that vehicle. So this is a horrific, horrific crime.
Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo says the burned-out vehicle was rented to the parents of the three-year-old who drove it to Buffalo from Florida with the child late last week.
We should be thankful that the little boy is alive and safe. It could have had other tragic outcomes, but as you can see, he's front and center for this. So, you know, we want to catch the people responsible for this, and we will not stop until we do so.
Police still trying to identify the remains found inside that burned out vehicle. Officials say 12 horses and two dogs killed when a barn caught fire happened this morning in Depew, New York.
It's hard to even talk about because I'm familiar with this area. It's horrifying.
The SPCA says the barn served as a boarding operation and that most of the horses killed did not belong to the owner. Southern Tier Congressman Tom Reed, diagnosed with pneumonia, the Corning Republican, collapsed yesterday inside the Capitol Rotunda in Washington. Reed expected to be back at work next week. Pennsylvania's jobless rate remains steady. The State Department of Labor and Industry announcing today that the unemployment rate remained at 3.9% last month. That's a near record low. The national unemployment rate stands at 3.7%. Pro-family forces reacting to a report this week from the Guttmacher Institute that showed the number of abortions being performed in the U.S. the lowest it's been since Roe v. Wade legalized the procedure back in 1973.
We're able to see that the incrementalism of the pro-life movement is making gains.
That's Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. He says several hundred pro-life bills have advanced the past few years, which is helping to drive down abortions in the U.S.
I also believe you're looking into the window of the womb, as we call it, with the 4D ultrasounds and all of the technology today. It's becoming harder and harder to say that it is not a baby in the mother's womb. And so people are making gains.
McGuire says pro-life pregnancy centers also deserve a lot of credit by standing in the gap and helping women who choose to carry their babies to term. Marriage Matters, an all-day seminar tomorrow in Jamestown, New York, will put the spotlight on matrimony.
Your home and your family, that's your safe place.
Organizer Rhonda Migliori says the event takes place at the Crystal Ballroom in Jamestown. It's called Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage.
I really pray and hope that this event accomplishes strong marriages that isn't just a one-and-done thing, but couples will see the importance of investing in their marriage and that they'll continue that on for years and years and years to come.
The marriage seminar runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow in Jamestown, New York. The Buffalo Bills return to New Era Field for the first time this season. They take on the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. And if you plan on going to the game and tailgating in a bus or a limo, you'll have to go to a designated area now to do that.
I just want fans to have a great time, to tailgate responsibly, and be safe. And don't jump off of a school bus onto a table and snap your leg in half.
That's Andy Major, Vice President of Operations for the Buffalo Bills. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks fell today on news that Chinese officials are cutting short their visit to the U.S. The Dow was down 160 points, the NASDAQ fell 65, and the S&P 500 dropped 15. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm, helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's our host, Rob West, with a MoneyWise Minute.
The real estate market is alive and well these days, and you may be considering moving closer to family or perhaps downsizing. Well, before you sign on the dotted line for that new house, here are some things to remember. First, pray. Always lift your home and your family up before the Lord. Second, perfect homes are expensive. That's why there are so many fixer-upper programs on TV these days. Third, lenders often pre-approve you for more than you can really afford. So develop a budget and let it tell you what you can afford, not the bank. Fourth, count all the costs, including moving, making repairs, and replacing furniture. And finally, remember that no move-in day is complete without pizza.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour. Congratulations, folks. You made it to the weekend. Take us home, Sonny. Drive home sports.
Yes, sir. As you mentioned earlier, Antonio Brown, no longer a member of the New England Patriots. Brown cut after playing just one game for New England after his release from Oakland. Heading to New Era Field, a new era indeed. Buffalo Bills undefeated. Their home opener against the Cincinnati Bengals, coming off of consecutive wins over the Jets and Giants at MetLife Stadium. The Detroit Lions also unbeaten, heading to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Eagles 1-1 on the year. Of course, no Antonio Brown. Patriots probably don't need him against the banged up New York Jets.
I don't think
Jets
so.
Are struggling. Yeah, they're down to their third string quarterback, Luke Falk. Also, new quarterback era for the Giants, Daniel Jones getting the start against the Buccaneers. Two-time Super Bowl MVP quarterback Eli Manning benched. Ben Roethlisberger out for the rest of the year. Mason Rudolph taking on for the winless Steelers against the unbeaten San Francisco 49ers. Finally, the Browns 1-1 on the year. They're at home against the Rams Sunday Night Football. Wow. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delfiet.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We've made it to the final weekend of summer, and it's going to feel it. Temperatures up, humidity's up, little if any rain coming down. Main chances for rain will come Sunday night, Monday, with the arrival of a cool front. Heading out here on your Friday night, you look just fine, mainly clear. Not as cool as recent nights, but still pleasant. Low temperatures, mainly 50s. Watch for some fog in the valleys overnight. And by and large, the weekend is going to be quite warm and much more humid. We'll have sunshine much of the time, but there could be an afternoon shower tomorrow in western Pennsylvania and perhaps in central New York Sunday afternoon, but it's rain-free the vast majority of the time, with high temperatures around or just over 80 tomorrow and in the 80s in many areas on Sunday.
Okie dokie, Kevin Williams. Great night for Friday Night Football. All those local high schools in action tonight. The weather will not be a problem. Finally, this Friday, it won't feel like it this weekend, but fall will be here before you know it, folks. And USA Today out with its top 10 destinations in all of America to view the fall foliage. Couple of local spots making the list this year. The beautiful Poconos in Pennsylvania came in number 4 on that list, while the Finger Lakes region of New York State, number 3. No surprise, really, for folks who live there. The top spot in all of America to see the fall colors, that would be Door County, Wisconsin, according to USA Today, and the White Mountains of New Hampshire, the runner-up. Peak season for viewing the fall colors, Sonny, about 3 weeks from now.
So, wait. Only 3 weeks from now?
3 weeks. Get that pumpkin spice latte going.
I can smell it in the air.
Nice.